This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohmann Abdo Law Firm, with a Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute. Bankruptcy courts have created an exception to the preference rule called earmarking. Earmarking applies when a third party advances funds to the debtor subject to an agreement requiring the debtor to use the funds to pay off another creditor. In other words, funds are earmarked for payment to that creditor. For example, when refinancing a mortgage, the debtor is required to pay off the prior lender with the new funds. According to the doctrine, there is no avoidable transfer of the debtor's property interest when a new lender and a debtor agree to use loaned funds to pay a specified antecedent debt. The agreement's terms are actually performed, and the transaction viewed as a whole does not diminish the debtor's estate. No avoidable transfer is made because the new creditor merely steps into the shoes of an old creditor. Application of the doctrine on a refinance applies only to the extent that prior debt is paid off and replaced by new debt. The payoff of the prior loan and any outstanding taxes would comply. Payment of new loan fees or filing costs would not be covered, and the trustee could recover those sums for the bankruptcy estate. Earmarking can often be used to defeat at least a portion of a refinance preference claim. This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohmann Abdo Law Firm, with a Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute.